Welcome to segment number 9, Anchoring the Light of Connection. In the beginning, all these steps may seem like a lot, but they really aren't. Each one of them is a simple action that will yield significant rewards when carried through to completion. They become as simple as breathing. Now, everyone is different. And as a result, it's up to you to discern what works best for you. Is it writing with your angels, guided meditation, sitting in nature, resting in the quiet stillness of your favorite room? Is it sitting in the moonlight or sunlight? Is it sitting near water? A combination? What works best for you? Here are some ways to support elevating and sustaining your love frequency. And just to keep them in order, I'm going to say their number. Okay, number 1, meditation. Number 2, journaling. Number 3, sitting in nature. Number 4, sitting near water, whether it's a lake, pond, ocean, or fountain. Number 5, music. Number 6, earthing. Number 7, setting the scene with candles and incense. Number 8, pulling oracle or tarot cards to hold the space and or support what you feel your angels are telling you. Number 9, drumming. Drumming is really good for the body and can lower blood pressure. Number 10, yoga. Number 11, laughter. Number 12, immerse yourself in gratitude. Embody gratitude in all the cells of your body. Number 13, sit and touch a tree. Trees don't have a brain, but they do hold a consciousness and can communicate with you and other trees through the earth. I recommend journaling wholeheartedly, especially till you make achieving and sustaining the love vibration your normal state of being throughout each day. My empowerment journal will support you tremendously to achieve and sustain the love gratitude frequency. And I've included the Amazon information for this if you want to go that route. Writing with your angels through journaling is always magical. You could use the guided meditation and the writing with your angels and compare notes about each method and see what works best for you. So now let's explore living the commitment to working in tandem with your angelic team in segment number 10.